You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So we went viral this weekend, Doran.
Mm-hmm.
Because of your guy,
mm-hmm.
Pat Narduzzi. Pat in Pittsburgh. Sports Illustrated wrote about Pat Narduzzi. Every single outlet in West Virginia wrote about Pat Narduzzi. Every single local outlet wrote about Pat Narduzzi. Outkick. Awful announcing. Yahoo. All over the place because Pat Narduzzi, he called in on Friday and, well, this is what happened. Want to get into Kyle Dubas being hired and what Sidney Crosby's role was in that. And we'll do that in a minute, but I guess I've invited this upon myself. Get a text here. Can we get more clarification of where the I Love Pitt soundbite came from? Also, play it more. I was talking about the uniforms.
Yes.
I was talking about the script. I was talking about the color
school.
Scheme.
The football team.
I have no love for Pitt. My parents went there. My wife went there. But I have no love for Pitt. Now we got a caller, someone who wants to jag me about Pitt. Hello, caller. This is really against my better judgment. What's up?
Yeah, this is Pat from Pittsburgh wondering what we got this West Virginia guy doing on our Pittsburgh radio show. Like, we couldn't find someone better. I mean, his parents were smart enough to go to Pittsburgh, but this guy just couldn't get it done, huh?
Wait a minute.
This was Coach Deuce.
Is this just Coach Deuce?
Yeah, it is. You know, I don't call into radio shows very often, but I'm driving in. Hearing this crap this morning, I heard it a couple days ago as well, and I'm going, what are we doing in Pittsburgh?
How quick into that did you know it was Pat Narduzzi?
Probably right after Pat from Pittsburgh. Just know his
just
voice.
His voice?
Yeah, his voice really well. And I was like, wait. Let me give it a quick Oh, that's who I think it is.
A lot of people in West Virginia very upset with the way things went. With that Pat Narduzzi conversation.
Oh, really? Are they?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
They did not like the pot shots that Narduzzi was taking at the great state of West Virginia and the fine learning institution of WVU.
Mm.
I, as a West Virginia man, love it. This is what it's all about.
Oh, yeah.
This is college football. This is what's been missing. This is what you don't get when you play, I don't know, Georgia Tech. This is not something you get for West Virginia, when you play freaking Texas Tech. There are good games in the Big 12. There are teams that have become rivals. I'm sure the same thing is true for Pitt in the ACC, but it's not the same. And I wish that we could go back in time, snap our fingers, and West Virginia didn't get rid of Dana Holgorsen. Because can you imagine Dana and Pat going back and forth?
Oh, my goodness.
That's what it's all about,
it
man.
It is. I mean, this is fantastic. To be able to drum up some excitement in June in anticipation for this game, I thought it was just fantastic. And thank you for Coach Deuce calling in and putting and setting Adam Crowley straight. But at the end of the day, I mean, like you said, like, Rob, this is great. Like, this is what it's supposed to be. West Virginia and Pitt don't like each other as fans. But at the end of the day, it's college football. It's great. And this is the city that we're in, Pittsburgh. And there's a lot of pride. There's a lot of pride Pitt fans here. There's a lot of prideful West Virginia fans that live here as well. And to have that happen last week and to be a part of that, I think it was exactly what college football kind of is supposed to be about, rivalries.
I'm with you. And ESPN knows it. That's why it's on ABC at 7:30 on a Saturday night. They understand that eyeballs are going to want to be on that game. It's why it was the first game of the college football season last year. We're told all the time, oh, regional rivalries, you know, conference realignment, it ain't what it used to be. This is what proves it. This gets the juices going. There used to be, back when Pitt was mired in their mediocrity before Narduzzi got here and won 20 games in two straight years, the most Pitt flags I ever saw driving around town was the weekend that they played Penn State again for the first time in a long time. Pitt fans came out, and they supported their team. And now with the script, it's everywhere. Pitt's everywhere now. But the rivalries always seem to bring it out. A lot of folks saying, bad look, Pat Narduzzi. And I'm talking about West Virginia. This is a bad look. Why would you insult? Because that's what it's all about. He didn't say anything that offensive. He was ribbing you. And I wish that West Virginia's coach would do the same thing. I like that James Franklin, even though he says he doesn't care, clearly cares.
Cares.
And he'll rip Pitt every chance he gets. What's their stupid saying?
I don't know.
Unrivaled. Yeah. Unrivaled, right? Oh, it's Akron. It's another Akron. Okay, buddy. Him saying that kind of stuff is to rib Pitt. That is the essence of college football right there. And I do think with realignment, we'll see where things go. In super conferences, if Pitt's invited, if Pitt's not invited, whatever happens, I do think the best case scenario, apart from Pitt being, let's say, part of the super Big Ten, would be West Virginia and Pitt wind up being in the same conference, and the winner of that conference still gets a seat at the table for the college football playoff.
Yeah, you said that a while ago, and I totally agree. I mean, if that's the case, you know, bring on the rivalries, and then if you still get a seat at the table, so be it. So, you know, I love the fact that we could drum up some excitement for this game September 16th. That's, you know, a couple months away. So, you know, this is everything it's about. And, you know, there's probably one person on West Virginia staff, players included, that played in the previous regime of Pitt, West Virginia, and that's the quarterback. They just signed him. Blanking his name. The kid from
Pitt?
No, from West Virginia. They just hired him. He played quarterback with White.
I can't remember.
Before Pat White.
Who'd they hire? Who'd they hire?
Oh, man.
This is where my education's bad.
I know. The black quarterback before him.
Oh, Rasheed Marshall.
Yes.
Duh.
Yes.
Idiot.
He's the only one that's on that staff that actually, obviously last year was brought back, but he's the only one on that staff that was every single year, this was the game.
Yes. Well, and if they don't get it after last year, these players, the ones who are still here in transfer portal and graduation, whatever, if they don't get it after last year, you ain't ever going to get it.
Right.
So you better get it. And I think Kat Narduzzi did a really good job of letting his players know what this game means, even though never having played in it before himself or coached in it before himself.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.